And to our congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church. On this Holy Trinity Sunday, we now sing the hymn, Holy, 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 hymn 507. And stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary, hymn 507. Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And He forgave the iniquity of our sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called, ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please take the insert for the Holy Trinity as we chant the entry.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity and the undivided unity. Let us give glory to Him because he has shown his mercy to us.
Christ and the Lord.
Without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep.
and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, let it separate the waters from the waters. And God made the expanse, separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse, and it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. It was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth. And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be light in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures, every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And it was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things, beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, and over all the earth, or over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, every seed, every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. To every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth, when they were created. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Turn to the front of the hymnal to Psalm 8 and chant responsively by whole verse.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honor. Of Israel, therefore, know for certain God has has made him both Lord and Christ.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
At this time, take the Athanasian Creed insert, bulletin, you know the responses there. You may be seated as we speak the Athanasian Creed. The Athanasian Creed, the Church's confession of the Holy Trinity, the Catholic universal faith. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the Catholic faith.
Whoever does not keep it hold, the Lord shall have
mercy. The Catholic faith is this:
that we worship one God.
The Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another.
The Godhead of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit is one. The glory is equal, the majesty is overthrown.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
Just as there are not three uncreated, or three infinite, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord.
And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord,
so also are you.
Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone.
The Son is neither made nor created, but begotten of the Father alone.
The Holy Spirit is not Father, Son, and Son, neither made nor created, nor begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
Father, before all ages.
And
Father with respect to his divinity, less than the Father with respect to his humanity.
Although he is God and man, he is not two, but one Christ.
One, however, not as the Trinity in flesh, but by the assumption of humanity in God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the rational soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead,
ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
At his coming, all people will rise again with their bodies, and live now and serve
him. And those who have done good will enter into eternal life. Those who have done evil into eternal fire.
This is the Catholic faith. Whoever does not believe it faithfully and firmly cannot be saved.
Office hymn on Galilee's High Mountain, hymn at 835.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and truth to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We rejoice today because on this feast of the Holy Trinity, we know the truth about who God is. The world is filled with lies about God. We know the truth. The only true God is the Trinity. Three persons in one God. One times one times one equals one. Water can be a liquid, a solid, or part of the atmosphere, but it's water. There's one triangle with three points on the same triangle. There are three connecting circles in the walls of our congregation, Trinity Lutheran Church. These are just showing what we mean and what we confess in the Athanasian Creed, which is spoken once a year today on Trinity Sunday. The Apostles' Creed is spoken when we baptize someone. And the Nicene Creed when we have Holy Communion. It's a joy to know the truth about God revealed in Holy Scripture. And the reason why the Athanasian Creed is so important is that the heresy that it addressed is the same heresy we see about God today. Pastor Athanasius was a faithful pastor in the 300s. And there was a heretic pastor named Arius. Arius was teaching that Jesus was a creature created by God, but was not God along with the Father. Neither was the Holy Spirit. His false doctrine, called Arianism, was condemned. And in 325 AD, the Nicene Creed spoke about the true deity of God, the Father, Jesus, God of God, very God, and the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. And lest you think this is just some archaic problem from 1700 years ago, all of the heresies and the false religions and cults today have the same issue as Arius. They deny that Jesus is true God, and they deny the Trinity. Whether it's Islam, or the Mormons, or the Jehovah's Witnesses, or the Unification Church, all the various false religions of Hinduism and Buddhism do not understand that Jesus is true God and true man in one person. And the Father and the Holy Spirit, along with the Son, are one God in three persons. So we do confess this true Catholic, small letter C, meaning universal faith to our generation. And you be thankful that each and every week you and your children and grandchildren confess one of the creeds so they know who God is, the truth about God. So let's briefly consider the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit on this Holy Trinity Sunday. And so let us begin with the first person of the Trinity, the Father. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. The Father created ex nihilo, out of nothing, by His Word. The Father, the Creator, through the Word, which is Jesus the Son, with the Spirit hovering over the waters, brought forth creation, exactly as described in the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, which you heard today, is powerful. You heard about the six-day creation, the seventh day of God's rest. We know so much about where we've come from because of the first 11 chapters of Genesis, how God created us, why is there male and female, how are the languages confused, what about the flood that destroyed the world, also spreading to people all over this planet, and why did sin come into the world, and what is marriage? All of this we know from the first 11 chapters of Genesis. The reason why this is essential to hold on to this today is that we proclaim the truth of God's Holy Scripture given to a man who spoke to God face to face. Moses would speak to God face to face as a man speaks to another man. God is the one who gave Moses the book of Genesis and the words that you heard today. How marvelous and beautiful it is to understand who we are, why we were created, and that it was all good. Now indeed, we live in a world in which your children and all of us are surrounded by evolutionary worldviews, which is not science, it's religion. Science is the study of how things work in nature, but the question of origins is a faith question. Evolution is not science. It's a worldview, an atheistic worldview, that says creation is God. It's always existed for billions and billions of years. Everything has happened on its own through some big bang, and atheism is rife all through the theory and the religion of evolution. Evolution leads to despair. No moral absolutes, the idea that there is no God, and that creation itself is God. I've been getting National Geographic for 50 years, and not once in my entire life did I ever read in National Geographic that God created the heavens and earth. Never going to hear it, never will, because they're evolutionists. They don't believe in God, they believe in creation, that it came on its own. The whole point of reading this account once a year is that we can reaffirm what the six-day creation truly means. He created it exactly like he said. He separated the light and the darkness, separated the waters from the atmosphere, brought forth in the dry land and the vegetation. Then the lights of the sun, the moon, and the stars were all created by him. The waters filled with fish and great sea creatures, the birds of the air, all made by him. Then the animals on the earth, the wild beasts, and even the livestock, all created according to their kinds, and they were very good. God, be all-knowing, knew that the religion of evolution was going to come along. About 15 times he said, each according to their kinds. The fruit, the vegetables, according to their kinds. The animals, according to their kinds. Birds don't become dinosaurs. Mammals don't become apes and orangutans and become you. That's absurd. God's intelligent design is seen in our very DNA of our bodies. Everything that God has made has been designed by him. And what is so beautiful about in the sixth day, he said, let us make man in our image. That, my friends, is the Holy Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit were speaking between the three of them, saying, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man, male and female, in our image. We are the ones made in the image of God. We are the ones to be stewards of all of his creation. We have dominion over the fish and the birds and the animals. We're to take care of what God has created. And we are made in God's image. Not only that, in Genesis, it teaches us what marriage is. For later on, when he has male and female come together, Adam and Eve, as husband and wife, they leave father and mother and cleave to each other, the two become one flesh. Not only do we know how we were created, we know what marriage is. Marriage, as God has designed it, is for male and female to be joined together in marriage. The LGBTQ whole worldview is anti-God and anti-scripture, and must be rejected. A man doesn't become a woman, a woman doesn't become a man. We are made male and female, and marriage is man and woman come together in marriage. What a beautiful gift marriage is. We must defend what the Bible says about creation, that we are created in this image, and all that he made is good. We must defend what marriage truly is, and define with great compassion, but with conviction, what a man and a woman is as God has made us. And then the seventh day, it says, he rested from all the work that he had done. Resting was a part of the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sabbath means Shabbat, means rest. In the New Testament, it means whatever day of the week we come to rest in God's divine word, in His gifts, in His sacrament. It's so important to rest physically for your bodies. At the end of the day, you mow the lawn, you take a look at it and say, look how beautiful that is. Or you just finished an apple pie and you look at it and say, look how beautiful it is. Or you look at a painting, here's some music. It's important for us to rest, to enjoy, especially in the summer, the beauty of all of God's creation. But most importantly, we come here to rest in the Word and Sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. All this we know because we believe the biblical account of creation and we know the truth about God the Father. Secondly, of course, we know the truth about God the Son. The name of the Son, through Jesus, who gives us the Great Commission that you heard today. After Easter, and before He ascended, Jesus gave us the Great Commission. Before Pentecost, at the mountain, before He departed and ascended, His disciples worshipped Him, even though some doubted for a while. The Great Commission from the Son Himself, all authority in heaven and on earth, Jesus says, has been given to me. That is comforting to know, because the world is in chaos. Everything is a mess. But we know Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. When you are praying to Him, you are praying to one who has all authority over all of this. People will finally see that when He returns in glory. Because He has all authority, His Great Commission is this. As you are going, in whatever vocation you have, make disciples of all nations. How do we do that? Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit taking the triune name of God and placing it upon your name in baptism. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Teaching our loved ones, our family, our church members, our children, to observe all that He said in both the Old and New Testament, the Bible, the inerrant and inspired Word of God, and the promise, behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. For us, Jesus being with us always to the end of the age is not some mystical thing floating out there. He is with you right now as the Word is being preached. When the Word of God is taught and you read it, He's right there with you. When you were baptized, the Holy Spirit was with you in the water and Word. When you hear the Word of Absolution, that's Jesus telling you your sins are forgiven. And it's Jesus who gives you His body and blood under the bread and wine here at this table, at this place. He is literally with you always to the end of the age, that is, till He returns. The name of the Father has shown us what creation is. The name of the Son has shown us what the Great Commission is and what baptism is. This is why we have a church, childcare, campus ministry, Sunday school, VBS, LWML. Everything we do here is to carry out Jesus' Great Commission in the name of the Son. And finally, we have in the name of the Holy Spirit the preaching of the law and the gospel. The Father shows us who we are as created once. The Son shows us what the Great Commission is. The Holy Spirit brings the law and gospel to us, which changes people's lives. In the name of the Holy Spirit, Peter got up at Pentecost and preached a sermon that was both law and gospel. Law. You sinful men, he said, you delivered Jesus up to death, you crucified Him, and you killed Him by the hands of lawless men. Flesh corruption shows that you are enemies of God. The law does not coddle people. The law tells people you have sinned, you are guilty, and you must repent. When Peter preached this, they were cut to heart. And the gospel was, but this Jesus of Nazareth was attested by God by his mighty works, his wonders, his signs, and his miracles, by the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. He was raised from the dead. Death cannot hold him. He's exalted to the right hand of God. He's David's Lord, true God. He's David's son, true man. They were eyewitnesses of the resurrection and the ascension. He proclaimed to them, this Jesus that you crucified is both Lord and Christ. The path of life is gladness in his presence. After the sermon, this people said, what should we do? He said, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And thousands of people that day came to faith because of the work of the Holy Spirit by the preaching of the law and the gospel. You confessed your sins at the beginning of the service and heard the comforting word of forgiveness. All of this is available to us because Christ laid his life down on the cross and shed his blood as the atoning sacrifice for our sin. The Holy Spirit proclaims that message to all the world through the faithful proclamation of the Word of God. So in conclusion, your whole baptismal life, your whole Christian life is wrapped up in the Father who created you, the Son who redeemed you, and the Holy Spirit who sanctified you. God is involved in the everyday stuff of our lives. Rejoice today that you do not believe the lies of the world, but on this Holy Trinity Sunday, rejoice that you and I know in the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, from God's Word, we know the truth about God. Rejoice in that always. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand to sing Offertory, page 192. We stand to sing. Please take the virtual friendship pad at the end of the pew, fill it out and pass it to the folks sitting next to you, and put the sheet in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Thank you. prayer of the church, we stand to pray. Let us pray. Holy, holy, holy Lord of Sabaoth, we bless your name. You have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. God, your church, purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Keep her in the true faith without error, schism, or compromise until that day when you welcome her home as your spotless bride. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the deep at creation. You uttered your word and the world was created. In the waters of holy baptism, you have spoken our names and declared us righteous. You have drawn us to Jesus, the light of life, and saved us. Let his light now shine through us, that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. Continue to bless Trinity Lutheran Church, child care and campus ministries, and bless the Lutheran gospel work in the Dominican Republic. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we thank you for your abiding presence in all times of our lives, especially in our words and homes. Grant, Lord, that you open our hearts to hear your word in our daily vocations and callings, that we may, with spiritual strength, cling to your mercies, which are new every morning. This week, bless Asa Walker, David Fritzy, Greg Burge, Mark Woodham, Ruth Hartman, and Caitlin Gransberg as they celebrate their birthday and baptism. Bless Tom and Ann Anderson, Richard and Michelle Connor, Josh and Lauren Lewandowski, Suzanne and Randy Vank, Nancy and Norman Parker, Greg and Stephanie Burge as they celebrate their wedding anniversaries. And bless those new members who join our congregation today, Keith and Melissa Combs, Kent Deeby, Curtis and Jerry Hedrick, and Gretchen Winger. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
In government and the law, Father, you work to establish order, peace, and justice. Bless our president, our governor, and all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Be with all who defend us in the armed forces, Eli, Courtney, Danny, Mike, Emily, Alex, and Ricardo. Be with police and firefighters, emergency and medical personnel. Grant, O Lord, that they may serve us in truth and in mercy. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Father, you continue to hold up your creation. Grant healing to the sick, comfort the lonely, relief to those who are heavy with grief. Comfort the family of Joanne McGuire at the death of her brother Mike McGuire. Comfort the family of Al Rohde at the death of his father, Marvin Rohde. Now that you receive them to yourself in heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Grant your healing strength to be with John Hollingsworth, Mike Meyer, Larry Miller, and John Schultz, Jim Turnbull, Linda Fillmore, Christopher Tomlinson, David Coretto, Mike Patton, Fred Miller, and Tim Anderson, Lindsay Shem, and Candy Darby. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, dear Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 194. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, for with your only begotten Son and the Holy Spirit are one God, one Lord. In the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy Lord God of Sabaoth.
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
199. Let's stand to sing.
Upon you and give you peace.